Good morning, it's Mitch again from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and the Sentinel newspaper. It's great to be back for another week. We've got plenty of stories in the Sentinel this week, including a yarn about a possible rail trail that's going to be connecting Caboolture to Kilcoy via Wamuran and Woodford. Councils are about to have a say on that, so check out that story. We've got another yarn about the Caboolture revitalisation program in that booming suburb. A really nice story too about Tullawong State High School student, 17-year-old Tavian Martin Ryle, who won gold at the ISKA World Championships in Brisbane last month. So congratulations to Tavian. And I've also got a story about a Caboolture local, Chloe Hart. She's a 16-year-old who won the Australian title at the 2025 BMX Racing National Championships in Camden last month. Congratulations to Chloe as well. We've talked to her. It's Remembrance Day tomorrow. We're going to be out and about, of course. We'll have a photo gallery from the many Remembrance Day events being held around Somerset and Moreton Bay area, as well as a photo gallery from Lowood Rodeo as well on the weekend. So plenty going across the Sentinel. In Glasshouse Country, we've got a story about the Comiskey Group, who have lodged a detailed response to the state government. For this particular project is in regards to a Southeast Queensland festival and events venue at Coochin Creek, which could host up to 35,000 patrons a day and a number of events each year. Biwa, we've got a story about Biwa experiencing a building boom with a sharp rise in new unit developments, and that sparked a little bit of debate about how we're managing the town's future growth, especially with the Wave Rail project coming on stream in the next few years. And we've also got a story about the state government coming under mounting pressure from both the opposition and Sunshine Coast Council over ongoing delays around the long-promised Biwa East development. So plenty of stories about housing and growth in this week's paper. So check it out. Those papers will be out from tomorrow, and I'll be back again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5. See you next time.